Well, hello. I'm with Dr. Michaela Watts. Nice to have you. And we're doing some hard stuff. I'm actually in the middle of a kind of a 10-day fast, 5 days of water, some juice and fruits on both sides. And you're the expert. She is a naturopathic doctor. And we're enjoying this in beautiful Hawaii. And we're on the Big Island. And it's amazing. I even wore my Big Island shirt, so I would look appropriate for being on this podcast today or this webinar. And so I want to talk to you about fasting, but I want to do it from a perspective of a biblical Christian perspective, because we tend to look at things and say, well, that was an Old Testament thing, right? Oh, that was back in the Old Testament. They did it. And fasting is mentioned somewhere, depending on the versions, 50 to 70 times. You look in Samuel, it says, and they took their bones and buried them under a tree and fasted 7 days. It talks about in Ezra. Ezra proclaims a fast by the river of Avaha before traveling to Jerusalem. Book of Nehemiah. In Psalms, it talks about it. And then even in we get into the New Testament, Matthew obviously talks about it. It says, when you do fast, this is something I've been avoiding. When you fast, be not as the hypocrites of a sad face, but anoint your head and wash your face. So don't look sad. I don't feel sad. I'm on day two of the water. I don't feel sad. And then it goes on into Matthew, and it talks about it in Mark. And I mean, you just go on and on, Acts, Corinthians. So the Bible is full of references to fasting. So we talked about from a health perspective why it's important, but what do you see it from a, you're a strong believer as I am. You put your faith out there. And you've incorporated this into your practice and into what you're doing here with fasting. Why is that important?
Well, I think it's important because fasting really helps us to come back into alignment with God, with hearing His word, and just being in alignment with Him. I think food is one of the quickest and easiest ways to be distracted. Distracted from what's really kind of happening inside. You know, one thing I want to mention is that people, when they talk about fasting being hard, it never ends up being hard in the way that they expect. They think that they're going to be hungry or, you know, irritable. And, you know, the physical hunger is one thing, but that tends to fade after the first day or two.
I will say my hunger is, I'm on the middle of day two, and I'm not hungry. Yeah, not like I thought I would be.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So people are kind of surprised by that. And then the other thing that I think surprises people is fasting is challenging in a way that they don't expect, which is it's sort of emotionally challenging. Because when we eat food, we get a dopamine hit. It makes us feel good. It's like a warm blanket. You know, I remember, so I've done a few 5 day fasts, and towards the end, you know, I wasn't sad, but I just wanted something to feel good. I just wanted to eat food because I just wanted to feel good. Food is sort of like a warm blanket. It's like a hug, you know. It gives you this warm, good feeling. It's that dopamine hit. And when we don't have that, it really forces you to kind of to be with yourself in a way that we don't normally have to face ourselves in that way. And so it really forces us to, it gives us an opportunity to really sit and to call on God in those moments. Say, God, come in and heal these parts of me that normally when they come up, I reach for food or a friend or something. I reach for something to make me feel
depression,
good.
Anxiety, stress. I know I can be on the phone talking. And especially I work from home. And so it's not unusual for me to be talking. And I'm thinking, I'm trying to work through it. And I next thing I know, I'm standing in front of the refrigerator. And I've literally got it open, looking, still talking. And so it's definitely not, I wasn't hungry. I just kind of naturally went to there to look for food. So I think that's a problem as well.
Right. We kind of have this, we don't even think about it, you know? So fasting is an opportunity to break these patterns and say, okay, every time that I would normally reach for food, I'm going to reach for God. Wow. I'm going to reach for the Bible. I'm going to sit down and pray. And it's that reminder, every time that a little bit of a hunger kicks in, it's that reminder, okay, God, you are my bread. You are what sustains me. And we just don't have many opportunities to do that in our kind of fast-paced, busy life. You know, we're constantly running around, you know, eating on the go, whatever it is. But fasting is really an opportunity to rest and to try to break some of those routines of constantly reaching for something else to either make us feel good or to solve our problems, when really God wants to be that and he is that for us. And it's a reminder.
I think it's also for me, as I get here in day five, really, and understanding that sometimes I compartmentalize my prayer life and my Bible reading, scripture reading in the morning, right? Well, now I'm noticing that at noon or two, I may say, oh, I just got to stop and pray. And it allows me to really stop and refocus. And usually any of those hunger pains or mental issues, they'll kind of go away with, you don't have to eat, right? Mm-hmm. So you're right. I think it gives us an opportunity to get closer to God. But I'd be curious, we should have ChatGPT that. How many people are regularly using fasting as part of their Christian lifestyle? It's probably minuscule, I'm guessing. Mm-hmm. But it does give you an opportunity to really dive back into.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. And I think the other thing is that I think as Christians, we're also a little bit, I don't know what word to use, but I think that we could really strengthen our prayer life in general. Yeah. You know, I've been guilty of it, of even saying, like, oh yeah, I'll pray for you. And it's like, okay, maybe you throw up a thought here and there, but how often are we really sitting down and spending time with God? Not just asking for things, but just saying, you know, God, I'm here. I just want to spend time with you. I want to hear from you. I'm listening. What do you have for me? Instead of what do you have to teach me, or what do you want me to know, as opposed to, you know, always asking and supplicating, which is not a bad thing. He wants us to come to him with requests, but just spending time with God and really nurturing our prayer life and fasting, I see it so interconnected in that, and just gives us, again, that opportunity to kind of reset the prayer life in a way and make it a lot more real and powerful.
And I think, too, when we live in a world where food is in such abundance, right? Mm-hmm. Well, not world. We live in a country where mm-hmm. food is in such abundance. It also gives me an opportunity to be grateful. The fact that I always have food in my refrigerator, the grocery stores always have food, that really it's easy for me to get anything that I need. And so when we're without that for a period of time, it really helps us to be grateful mm-hmm. for the food we have. Now, the worst thing happened to me today, a chicken wing, something popped up on my computer, and I was like, holy cow, what a bad time for me to have a chicken wing. But they were having a special for the football game tonight. And I literally thought, Lord, thank you that I don't need any of those today. And I was able to move on. So, yeah, it's really is a chance for renewal for our spiritual life, for our health, for the detoxing and things it can be. And, wow, I'm pretty sure if it's mentioned somewhere between 50 and 80 times, depending on the version in the Bible, then God knew it was important to us to incorporate that into our life.
Yeah, absolutely. The last thing I want to mention is the book that I really love about prayer and fasting. We can leave in the comments, I hope, refer people to it. He makes a comment in there that, you know, if prayer is like the jet, fasting is like the fuel.
Yeah.
So it's really a way to sort of propel our prayer life and our you know, that fasting and prayer journey, that connection with God. It's really a way to really amplify that experience.
Yeah. Well, if you're thinking about doing it, you don't have to do 5-day, 10-day, 21-day. I think do 24 hours and start to see how you just get refocused. And I promise you, 24 hours is not impossible. Just drink a lot of water and then you can get right through it. And I think that's what's important. So, Michaela, thank you. This has been great. And if you want to come to Hawaii and see you, how do we get a hold of you? You got a website?
Yep. I have a website, drmjnd.com.
Okay. Dr. MJ, just like Michael Jackson, ND for naturopathicdoctor.com. So Dr. MJ, MD, that's pretty catchy. drmjmd.com. And thanks for jumping on here and telling us a little bit about your faith and how that can help us with our body.
My pleasure.